Titus, chapter 3. Put them in mind to be in subjection to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to every good work. To speak evil of no man, not to be contentious, to be gentle, showing all meekness toward all men. For we also once were foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving as slaves to diverse desires and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But when the kindness of God our Savior, and His love toward man, appeared, not by works done in righteousness, which we did ourselves, but according to His mercy He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which He poured out on us richly, through Jesus Christ our Savior, that, being justified by His grace, we might be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Faithful is the saying, and concerning these things I desire that you affirm confidently, to the end that those who have believed God may be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. But shun foolish questionings, and genealogies, and strifes, and fightings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. A factious man after a first and second admonition refuse, knowing that such a one is perverted, and sins, being self-condemned. When I will send Artemas to you, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me to Nicopolis, for there I have determined to winter. Set forward Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing is wanting to them. And let our people also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they not be unfruitful. All who are with me greet you. Greet those who love us in faith. Grace be with all of you.